Well, we know jobs are scarce. Unemployment stuck at 9.1% since April. So we were surprised when we heard this announcement in an underwriting spot during Here and Now from MathWorks.
Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
More than 200 job openings? Really? Where? Why aren't they being scooped up? Well, there is a glut of jobs in the high-tech field. Today, we're taking a closer look, first with Gene O'Keefe, Senior Vice President of MathWorks. And Gene, we know MathWorks is growing, so you need more employees. Where are these jobs?
They are at the MathWorks. Actually, the number is now over 250 job openings.
Is it really?
At the present time.
And yes. This is in your company here in Massachusetts or at different MathWorks branches? Where are they?
Well, we have our headquarters in Natick, Massachusetts, and we have offices all over the world. But most of the job openings right now are actually in our office in Natick.
And what kinds?
Primarily technical positions. Most of the positions that we have open are for people with backgrounds in engineering, computer science, and math. But we do have many openings in other areas. We have openings in things like marketing, finance, sales. Practically every department has some open recs right now.
Well, and let's just explain, because MathWorks, I we hear you every day. Thank you very much for underwriting our program. But I've never really quite understood. It's this technical computing software. So it's for schools and businesses to calculate things, aggregate things?
Exactly. It is actually used by engineers, scientists, students all over the world to really look at complex problems. People can use the two core platform products we have, MATLAB and Simulink, to analyze very complex problems and then help design and deliver new products.
So are you just not getting resumes from people for the jobs, or are the resumes you're getting not up to the jobs? What's the disconnect?
Well, really what's happening right now is there is a tremendous demand for good, qualified technical people. There's a lot of competition out there for good technical jobs. For us, that's why it's really important to create a great work environment and to create good opportunities. We have a lot of entry-level jobs. We hire students right out of college who come to us. They join a program where they work directly with customers, answering questions. They spend time working on projects. And then they get a lot of training. We have a lot of on-site training in everything from presentation skills to good grammar to technical skills.
But what, you're not getting enough of those young entry-level people, or you're not getting the people who already trained?
Well, there's just great competition right now for good technical people.
Yeah.
We get a lot of resumes. Sometimes they just don't have the qualifications. We have a very collaborative work environment, so we're looking for people with good communication skills. We're looking for people who are good problem solvers. And so finding people who have the technical skills and the type of soft skills that we're looking for can be challenging. And there's, again, other technical companies are hiring right now also. And so there is a big demand for those types of people.
Do you go out and look for people?
Oh, we do. We spend a tremendous amount of time recruiting. We go on to college campuses. We look at a lot of the social networking sites. We have a very large recruiting department. We have full-time recruiters who spend all of their time actually out there looking for people.
Well, we're going to speak to someone who says that one of the problems has been schools not preparing kids for high-tech careers. But that might be changing. We now have a generation, you know, growing up with Mark Zuckerberg's story, founding Facebook. So what are you seeing?
I think there are children now who are looking at technology and seeing the importance of it. I also think that there's a great recognition now among schools that they have to start interesting students in math, science early, and they have to have programs specifically in place. There's a lot of STEM initiatives in Massachusetts that are now trying to get children at young ages, especially girls, and say, these things are important, these subjects are important, and here's how we can make them interesting for you.
Gene O'Keefe has been speaking with us. She's Senior Vice President of MathWorks. Oh, she of the 250-plus job openings. Gene, just tell us, you know, what's sort of the salary range of some of the jobs that you have open and can't fill at MathWorks?
We have everything from entry level right out of school to senior people.
Gene, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Mo Koifman is a principal of the Spark Capital Group, a venture capital firm that's been an early investor in companies like Twitter, Tumblr, Foursquare. Mo, so you invest in the innovation sector, and we just heard about MathWorks having hundreds of openings. Do you see companies having equal problems finding employees?
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely find a dearth of technical talent, even in the technical hubs of our country, like Silicon Valley, increasingly in New York, and other markets. And I think that just points to a fundamental mismatch of the kinds of talent that we're producing as a country and the kinds of talent that we need to continue to drive growth and innovation in this country. And I think it hints at the fundamental shift that we have to make from a, you know, manufacturing economy to an information and services economy, and to educate and train the workforce to be able to support that, drive that, and really help continue the growth and innovation of this country.
How has it affected you? Have you, you know, ever had to reconsider investing in a company because you thought, wait a second, they don't have the human capital that they should have?
It doesn't stop us from doing what we want to do. It certainly can slow us down. We may not, for many of our companies, be able to bring on talent quickly enough to move development and progress as fast as we'd like. But we're certainly still moving the ball forward.
So what's the problem here? I mean, is it just, it seems to be hanging over this conversation, is it just that American schools are not turning out people who are trained for the kinds of jobs that are actually available?
Quite simply, yes. I'm an investor and I spend at least half my day recruiting. I think the reality is that we are not producing enough talented engineers and technical people in this country. And I think there's only two ways to solve that. One is a short-term solution and one is a longer-term solution. In the short term, I think we need to do a better job with our immigration policies and really look favorably upon bringing in talented folks from other countries into the United States of America. I mean, this country was built on immigration. It will continue to be built on immigration. The fact that we are not a monolithic society actually benefits us tremendously, not just, you know, innovation-wise and economically, but also culturally and in many, many different ways. And I think we need to continue to drive innovation externally. And we need to bring people into this country. Immigration is a really, really important thing in terms of bolstering our current technical ranks here.
I'm going to hold you up there, though, because you know that after 9/11, those immigration regulations for foreigners working in the U.S. were tightened even more. I mean, this is the political climate.
I understand that, and I think, frankly, that that's working against us. We need to do a better job separating the wheat from the chaff and bringing in positive, talented, net contributing members of society into this great country that is built on that kind of immigration. My father is an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, and I wouldn't be here today if not for policies that enable that. And he is an engineer by trade as well. So I say this both personally and professionally.
And you did say short term for those people who are saying, wait a minute.
Yes.
You know, what about jobs for Americans who are here?
That's where I think we have a longer-term issue that has short-term and long-term components. And what I mean by that is what we're talking about on that front is education. We need to do a better job of training folks in this country to do skilled work, specifically engineering work and other skilled work. We need to do that in the short term through retraining programs, other programs. I mean, I just invested in a company called Skillshare here in New York that is basically an online marketplace for offline classes. And, you know, people can just literally teach anything they want or sign up to take any class they want and learn new skills that they didn't otherwise have. And there's more advanced programs as well where people can retrain themselves in technical fields. And then ultimately, as an education system more broadly in this country, we have to emphasize engineering and computer science and all of these important skilled technical paths as valuable ones, and even more valuable than Wall Street and all the financial avenues that many of our best and brightest have been taking and pursuing for the past decade and more.
But might that happen naturally? You know, might there be a shift going forward, more young people gravitating toward high-tech fields because they are a new generation of digital natives, you know, that's grown up with role models from social media? Do you see that happening?
Yes. The answer to your question is absolutely yes. Technology is becoming such an integral part of our lives from such a young age that students are going to be clamoring, you know, young folks are going to be clamoring to learn more about it, to be more engaged. They're going to be looking for these jobs in these fields and professions, specifically when they see guys like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey at Twitter and David Karp at Tumblr, who never went to college and has built a company that just raised money at a very, very high valuation. And, you know, those are going to be their role models of tomorrow. So I think that that is an absolutely natural thing that's going to occur. What I'm really focused on in the near term is what we can do to quicken the pace. And that involves things like immigration reform, education reform, both within and outside of the system, and specifically outside of the system, investing in and funding and helping prop up institutions that drive this kinds of education and do it through the private sector and move very, very quickly to do it so that we can begin to shore up these gaps in the near term.
That's Mo Koifman of the venture capital firm Spark Capital. Mo, thanks so much.
Thanks.